welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky pit the Kirkland Signature Alexander Valley Cabernet against Kendall Jackson's Jackson Estate Alexander Valley Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver, tonight we're going to play a trick game on Rob. It's secret word, only he doesn't know we're playing a secret word game. Every time he says the secret word, we hit the buzzer, except it's every other word. He's never going to figure it out, folks. Rebecca, what's the word tonight?
The secret word tonight is wine.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here, folks. It's another battle royale.
It's like the royale with cheese from Pulp Fiction. Ooh, it's more like
battle
that.
Royale. Yeah. Battle royale.
Also, possibly, at some point on the show will be the Triple B. She is currently trying to get Maggie to go to sleep, but has been thwarted by that child recently. So hopefully she will pop in and provide her analysis to these wines. On tonight's show, we do have two wines. They are both from Alexander Valley. That's the first thing. However, one of these things is not like the other. And I think one of them does not belong.
Is not kind of the same.
No. We have, as a normal, well, no. First of all, we have the wine. Yeah, I think you know of, you've probably heard of Costco. You probably live near one. You probably get ridiculously good deals in certain parts of the country and then rub it in my face in texts. Bastards. Because it's like you're bragging because you're tall. Nobody else can like do anything about it. It's like, fuck you. I'm tall, but what the hell? You know? I happen to live next to one. You didn't do anything for that. It's called geography. Bastards.
Nonetheless,
anyway,
it rubs you the wrong way when somebody else gets a better price on a bottle of wine.
Shove it up your butt. Anyway, however, where we
the bottle or the deal?
Just you. What I did is, first of all, I bought a.
You're not telling them what it is.
No, this is a very expensive show because in order to procure this is the Kirkland Signature Alexander Valley Cabernet, which is $9.99 of my money. However, first I had to get a membership to Costco to buy that. So in reality, this is a $69 bottle of wine.
Wait, what? You didn't do the Groupon deal?
No, I don't. I'm rich. I don't have to worry about that.
Yet you complain about the price.
No, I'm just saying it's a $69 bottle of wine, in my opinion. But it is the Kirkland Signature Alexander Valley Cabernet.
Oh, Alexander Valley.
Yes, they put that, and it's right across there. They make it very obvious, and it's $10, which is cheap for. Well, no, it's $70, but still, is it a $70 bottle of wine? No, it's cheap without the membership, and that's very, very cheap for Alexander Valley.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, is this wine like a fake Rolex? I'm thinking so. We've had some faux stuff. Trader Joe's. They do this bullshit all the time. They have like the Trader Platinum series. Then you taste it and it tastes like Welch's grape juice.
I can't remember a single area-specific California wine that was worth a crap.
I had one time. TJ's. I had an Oak Knoll Merlot from them that tasted like Merlot, at least. But that's it. After that, we've had shows where we tried to do them and we had to stop.
Yeah.
And just pour it out.
Yeah. We've had some really bad ones.
That's Trader Joe's. Not done Kirkland yet. We've had some people tell us that they've said, have you drank Kirkland? And we're like, no, we haven't because they're $70 wines. But
no, my buddy's been telling me about the Malbec.
I bought that too, and that wine is a $66 bottle of wine. So, actually, no. If I divide it by two, then it would be a $36.99 bottle of wine. This would not be because I bought that too. I bought the Malbec as well. So, And we're going to put it in a comparison against a real Malbec 2 in the future, partly because we like to mock these things. So,
are you sitting on a heating pad tonight?
I am. I'm a little, you know.
Are you using the tux?
I know. I'm a little pissed off.
The preparation age?
I don't like faux wines. These are faux wines. Probably.
We don't know.
I think it is. It's an ugly label, too, and the people.
Oh, it is not an ugly label. It's quite, actually, it's kind of a beautiful little artistic.
It's not.
And it's very similar to its Battle Foe that you haven't even talked about yet.
Battle Foe, yes.
It's the Battle Foe.
It is up against another Alexander Valley Cabernet, but I think this Alexander Valley Cabernet has a little bit more chops, although it is from a major producer. So I didn't go out and say, I think I'll pair this against Silver Oak. Probably because Silver Oak probably would lose to the Kirkland, but that's another point. Another day. Let's not focus on that. No, I did Kendall Jackson. Kendall Jackson, and it's their Jackson Estate, Alexander Valley. Jackson Estate is the next level up over the county series, the Sonoma series. So you have you have Avant, which is shit. Then you have the Vintners Reserve, which is Sonoma. Normally, it's the Sonoma stuff. And then they have like the Sonoma Reserve. And I've had the Cabernet from that, and it's recently, and it's not very good. It's a cherry bomb. It's not very good. Actually, I think the Vintners Reserve Cabernet, the straight one, the normal one, is better than the grain or the Sonoma Reserve.
You really can't go wrong with that Vintners Reserve. I think it's a little better for the whites.
We've had Pinot, Merlot, and the Cab, and they all have been perfectly acceptable.
Yes, but I think sometimes the whites are a little higher level than that. I know
it can be.
Plenty of folks that really like a Chardonnay.
Well, this, the Jackson Estates, and it's around $28. I bought it for $24, but around $28. Thing about it.
You're saying they're gouging you at their $45 a bottle price on the website? $45. But if you join the club, it's $36.
Are there that people that are that dumb that... Do they poop in their pants and put it down the back of their pants to find out? Did I just do that? Let me put my hand back there. They pull it out and say, oh, yeah, I did. Is that the same person does that? It's like $28. But the Jackson Estate, this is all estate-grown grapes. So they grow them themselves in their own vineyards, but it's sprinkled all over the place. The Jackson Estate is all over California. For Chardonnay, they have Pinot. I've done a Jackson Estate Pinot from their Anderson Valley, and it was great. Great, great wine.
Okay.
Great. So hopefully this will also be down that vine. Or vein. Or vine. That's the same thing. You know
vine.
What I mean.
You're so vine.
So tonight, we're going to say.
I think this wine is about you.
I know. We're going to say, hey, can, you know, a faux wine from, you know, a faux place. From a faux place that has good meat, by the way, expensive though. Can they make good wine? I don't know. The winemaker, I do appreciate this one thing about Kirkland Estates, very briefly. They tell you who made it and where it's from. So they do that. Allison Crowe is the winemaker. You don't know her.
No, that's a familiar name.
Sheryl Crowe is a musician. That's probably why.
I know.
And there's also a country singer. I think it's Allison Crowe. Also Allison Crowe, but with two L's in the Allison. This is just one L. Anyway, she's the winemaker, and I mean, maybe you do, Scott. You are a fan of a lot of the things that she's worked on. Some of her brands, I mean, you probably like these. Sea Wave, that is a Pinot, wow. Chardonnay,
yeah.
And Rosé. Veranda, Pinot Noir. Don't you know Veranda? You
don't.
Heard
of that one.
And the buttercream Chardonnay. I think I've seen that in your refrigerator before. Then some
like
of her
good old buttercream.
Her projects are listed as, and also the Kirkland. She makes the Alexander Valley Cabernet, the Napa Cabernet, and the Caneros Pinot Noir, which I've read is supposedly good. I'm not a big Caneros Pinot Noir fan, though.
Yeah, but
I don't care who makes it. But I've never really cared for Caneros. Fruit, but that's just me. It's a style.
Some people like it.
Her projects, though, Now, you have heard of some of these, and I know that you drink these. First one is not one you've heard of, but I did go to the website, Garnet Vineyards. They're very proud about her. They talk about her a lot. Garnet Vineyards is one. And she acts like on her LinkedIn page that that's like a passing fancy. She's moved on from Garnet. But nobody told Garnet because they still say she's the winemaker, even though she's like, I used to do Garnet. Sorry, Garnet. You don't have a winemaker. Nobody's making your wine. Picket Fence Vineyard. Haven't we? Giant Eagle sells that crap, I think. Not something I would buy, but they have it. And I'm sure you know the Layer Cake. She's involved in Layer Cake.
That's it. That's where I heard of.
Yes. And if you want to put a whipped cream topping on this, she also was involved with Cherry Pie. Yes. And you wondered who did that. She did it. She did it. Alison Crow. Don't put LinkedIn pages because I'll find it and make fun of you for it. So it doesn't have a lot of things that I would consider, you know, credentials. But that's okay.
Easy.
I'm sorry. These things that she's made are tantamount to Kool-Aid.
Yeah, cherry pie was bad.
Yeah, I'm sure. I never drank it. How was it? I mean, I thought about doing it once I saw that Kroger couldn't sell it and it dropped it. Didn't they have one? It was like 50, 60 bucks.
Cherry pie, it was, yes, I believe they did. So that came to our household.
They did, yes, yeah.
Princess mentors other teachers, and they know, I think sometimes that brushing the teeth, the purple doesn't come off her teeth quite all the way. So I think they figured out that she likes wine, and I don't know if it was a sincere gift or it was like they really kind of sort of don't like her and she got a bottle of cherry pie.
I was going to say, because if they know that she likes wine, why would they buy her that? But that anyway,
keep in mind, some of these are 23-year-old teachers just out of school, so they got no monies.
But that's not, cherry pie isn't cheap.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I would
say they're smart. It's not 20-something.
Well, for the one, but the expensive one is like...
Oh, she didn't get the expensive
one. She got the cheap one?
Oh, yeah.
But it's still not cheap.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, I don't even know what the difference is, probably. Well, one, I think, is a Mayomi clone.
Probably 25 bucks.
Folks, Triple B has been successful in slaying the beast that is Maggie. So, we're going to take a break because she needs to get settled, get comfortable. And as soon as she is ready, we will come back. And I will mock Alison Crow even more and make fun of Kirkland and make fun of whoever owns Costco and their children here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, first in the firing line, what do you think, the Kirkland? Let's do the Kirkland first. Kirkland.
We've got some...
Alison Crow's handiwork. She is the winemaker. The Triple B is on the show. We have not done Scores of Integrity. Should we do that briefly before we do that? We will... I will vamp just briefly. By the way, Scott is playing some sort of secret game. He won't tell me what it is.
It's very secret.
Yes.
It's very secret. And you have to figure it out. Here's the secret part of it. It's only for you.
It's only for me.
And you have to figure out what it is.
Okay. I have to figure out what the game is.
Yep. And what does vamp mean?
What does vamp mean? Just waste time. Spin your wheels while we We obviously should have done what we should have written this shit down off air. So it's basically stalling.
Okay.
In an entertaining fashion.
So which one is the Kirkland? The one with the tag?
Yes, the one that looks shittier. I'll give you a musical number there, folks. Okay.
And we have to do the other one at the same time.
Yeah, Kendall Jackson.
Oh, KJ. Okay.
Yeah. Not just any KJ. It's a... They're Jackson Estate.
Well.
Yes. This is the most interesting part of the show, folks, you've ever heard.
In the glass.
In the glass, the Kirkland Estates.
It and it's look crappy.
And it's the one with the white tag, by the way.
It looks...
It looks like...
Maybe a little watery edge.
A little watery maybe. Edge. Mm-hmm.
Not bad, though. It's a nice garnet.
Well, look at it side by side. You can do that. I mean, you can look at it side by side with the KJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The watery edge is apparent on the Kirkland. See, it looks like it's has an event horizon on that son of a bitch, where the KJ does not have that.
Yeah, KJ doesn't have the watery edge. However,
no.
The denseness of the wine, other than the watery edge, yeah, similar.
Perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, and nice legs.
Yeah. I believe...
Nice legs, actually, in the Kirkland. It's a beauty in the glass, actually.
I like it.
And they do put this on French oak. I don't know how much, but
really?
Yeah. Well, that's what Alison Crowe says. She's a winemaker.
You're cruising.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't know Alison Crowe.
Where is this from?
Kirkland.
Valley.
Oh, yes. That's what they tell us.
Somebody's skeptical.
Yes.
Why? What do you think? You think it's more Cali, or what do you think?
Well, I think that $9.99 is not very much to pay for Alexander Valley fruit. That's very cheap.
Didn't it get really high reviews?
This? I don't believe this one has been reviewed. This vintage has not been. Previously, I think James Suckling enjoyed previous vintages.
Did you, James?
I did. I found the Kirkland to be mesmerizing, and Alison Crowe is a lovely person. I don't know any of the things that she's ever made before, although I do enjoy cherry pie. Then I realized that is not a food, that is a wine.
So song.
And warrant. Yes, it's very classy. It's, the unlicensed taxi driver, he's looking to buy a Camaro or an IROC and drive around playing Warrant. He has it on loop in a cassette player. It's very embarrassing for him. He made the tape himself. He recorded it off the radio. Yes. On the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. Well.
Yeah, the nose. It starts to get a little bit off the rails a little bit.
It's a little yeasty. That's the first thing that jumped out at me.
I wish it was. It would mask the slight green vegetal notes.
It is kind of a bummer, too, because Cab can have such a great nose.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It's not a prominent start for this one.
It's a bit
sharp. Do that again. Make that sound again.
It's a bit sharp, too.
Yeah.
A bit sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had so many good cab noses that smell like wintertime, like a cabin in the woods, delicious. Mm-hmm. And this is like...
Not quite that.
The KJ's nose is much better to smell.
I want to hear that sound again. Not you make it. I want Rebecca to make it.
I appropriated it.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you just take over?
Yes.
Jesus.
I can do all sorts of noises. How's this one? Well, that's a nice one. You thought that was a fart noise, but it wasn't.
You should reach down your pants and make sure.
Becky doesn't know that.
Are you sure this is on French oak?
Well, that's what Allison says. She's not wrong. She's the winemaker.
You
says
guys
it right
taste
there.
It. I've had two sips.
I don't want to taste it. You taste it. We're going to see.
I've had two sips.
If you drop dead, we know what happened. I'm not stupid.
I'm reading freaking Agatha Christie, and there's so many poisoned people at dinner parties. It's not funny.
I read a really good book called The Guest List, and it's like a retelling of one of her books.
Interesting.
It was good. It was really good.
Oh my God.
I just read it. S.A. Crosby's Blacktop Wasteland. I really enjoyed that. I like little crime things.
Yeah,
what in the flaming fuck is that finish? That is acidic.
I told you it's not French oak.
I mean, maybe. The barrels smelled like cigarettes. And Jesus fucking Christ. The finish on the wine itself is very, very okay. Very.
It's really dull. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's not exceptional. It doesn't. I love Alexander Valley Cabernets because of their depth, their brooding. This is not. This is very simplistic. But what isn't simplistic is a very, very wildly sharp, spiced finish. It's heat, too.
I didn't get the heat, but there was just a jump of tartness
that
enveloped right before the finish.
Yeah.
I feel like you are giving it a little bit of credit that it has that much flavor to it. To me, it's just like a blah.
I'm not talking about flavor. I'm talking about unpleasant feelings in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I still, to me, it's such a muted.
It's a muted fruit. But then there's volatility on the finish that really makes this not something that someone should probably be putting in their mouth.
Yeah, it's not great.
No. You don't put it in any other parts either, in case you were wondering. Don't put it in your body. So if you're, you know.
Would you put this wine in somebody else's body?
No. Not, well, I mean, where am I in a Turkish prison? Maybe I'd do it then, but...
You reference Turkish prisons a decent amount.
This wine reminds me of a poisoned wine from an Agatha Christie novel.
It does taste like there is something there that is going to murder you. The finish is horridly acidic, but it's not really acidity either, because it lingers, and it's
just this tartness, and then there's this other not nice thing.
Tartness? Yeah. Tastes like it has bugs, some sort of weed killer in it.
Who did you read? Was it Wine Spectator that had been really high on a bunch of Kirkland wines?
Yes, yes. Not this one. But yes. But that's what ad space will do for you. Now it's going into my chest. See, I only have taken one drink, folks, and I can still taste a cayenne heat right in the middle of my palate. And now it's going down into my chest cavity. I wonder if now I have a tapeworm. I didn't look.
Yeah, it's not quite cayenne for me, but it's just this.
It's honestly giving me a little bit of a headache.
It would. Ugh. Chalky.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. That's, see, that's the thing.
You know, I'm going to give you one thing that I do like about it. It's got a nice astringency about it, which is weird with that acidic tartness and whatever that finished thing is. I'm honestly not getting this cayenne.
It's almost sulfur. No, it almost has a sulfur edge, too. I mean, it doesn't quite go rotten eggs or eggs, but that acidity and the way the oak is kind of mangled in there really just make it an unbalanced...
I honestly don't know how you're getting any kind of depth of flavor. Like, how you're able to pull any of these out.
What did I say? The fruit on the front is so bland.
Lights, maybe a touch of sour cherry and sick.
It just is so, like, blah to me.
Yes. Well, it's nondescript.
But then when you're like, oh, there's some cayenne on the end, I'm like, oh, I would welcome if I could taste that.
You ever have the budget Kool-Aid? And then you're at your friend's house, or your aunt's house, and
you're like, oh, this the is cheap name ones. Brand.
They won't put the full amount of sugar in it. That's what the fruit is on this.
I'd rather have a Vaseline lollipop than this.
Wine. It's like off-brand ketchup versus like Heinz.
Robert, do you miss the Vaseline lollipops? What? I know it was a long time for you in that room with that man. Do you miss the lollipops? Robert, you must embrace your memories before you can move forward.
If I drink more of this, will it make me die? Let's find out.
Do you remember when we were in North Carolina?
Which time?
And we went to with Alicia and John.
Cab Franc.
And we said it tastes like it's been made in Frank's bathtub.
Yes. This is
Frank's bathtub.
No, it's Allison's.
Allison's bathtub.
She did it.
You know,
She has a LinkedIn. Yes.
What's her last name?
Crow, with an E.
Why does that sound familiar?
Scott said the same thing.
So she was with Cherry Pie.
She doesn't know what Cherry Pie
Who's
is.
Who's the lady that sings?
Krauss.
Oh, Alison Krauss.
Yes, you're confusing her with someone that's well known and does something.
You knew
that's...
where I was headed, though, didn't you?
Well, we'd been down this path, and Rob said, "Oh yeah, there's an Alison Krauss."
Well, no, when I looked her up, there is Krauss. A singer that's Crow, Alison Krauss, but Alison with two L's. I don't know if she's famous or not, but this is the first hit.
Yeah, Alison Krauss is who I was thinking of. I've seen her in concert with someone that played the piano.
Does she make wine? Because I'd rather drink hers. I'd rather drink, what's his name? The brown band, Zach Brown. I'd rather drink that uncaged shit.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I forgot about that.
I don't know about that. That had a worse acidic finish than this.
You know what, though?
Do you remember how bad the oaking was, too?
Yes, but do you know whose wine this reminds me of? Fry Brothers. This tastes like a Fry Brothers wine. It's the sick part. Were you trying to buzz me? What were you trying to do there?
It's not time yet.
What?
You're not to be buzzed yet.
Okay. Great. But, it reminds me, especially the finish, reminds me of Fry Brothers.
It's a special wine.
It's a special wine? Hey! We're making money. What?
It's good Maggie's not down here.
What?
There we go.
What are you doing?
Buzzing.
You got buzzed.
For what?
That's what you have to figure out.
Do you have any more water in the fridge?
Yes. Explain to me why Scott is buzzing me.
It's a secret game.
Is it a secret game? Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Because you're a fucking lunatic. Is that the game? I mean, I'm not that far off, am I?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
It's very simple.
It's very simple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do you think of this wine?
Which wine? The one we're drinking?
Should it be classified as a wine?
Well, it says it's a wine right there.
Does it?
Red, show me. Red wine. Right there. Red wine. What are you doing?
Playing the game.
But Scott, this doesn't make any sense. What are you doing?
I can't believe you didn't. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, God. That's all right. Anyway, I'm just going to pretend like it didn't happen anymore.
Did you read the back of the bottle?
I didn't. It's from Allison.
She'll miss you if you don't read it.
I've never met her.
You're probably not going to get a chance now.
Damn.
We
it.
Carefully farm each of our Alexander Valley vineyards to produce a finely layered cab. Thick skins and balanced acidity result in rich tannins. I don't taste that at all.
Not balanced?
A drop of tannin.
No.
And superior color, while flavors of cherry, ripe plums, and black currants combine with savory notes of black tea and leather. No way.
So it's. Cherry black currant bad Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's black currant, a well-known Kool-Aid flavor.
I know. But they're there. It's
plums.
Just
this
is
American
down.
Oak delivers a touch of vanilla, while French oak contributes character and complexity to the wine, which finishes with a burst of sun-ripened fruit. So there is American oak in there. I knew that wasn't French oak.
At least not all French
oak.
Yeah,
not all French oak. Well, I feel like it's 99% American.
Oh, I think it's 99% mulch. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not drinking more. Rory's giving me a
You put chips in it. Oh, we ain't got no chips. We use the chips for the good stuff. Mm. Well, go back and get some of that mulch from the flower bed. Hey, that's a great idea. We used to do that at Fry Brothers.
You use that same voice to... It's your Deb voice too. Does she work at Fry Brothers?
No, that's not the Deb.
I've heard him use that voice for her.
I think that at my work they have a landscaping company that comes in and has like a mulch like shooter.
Yes.
Thing. You know what I'm talking about?
That's nice.
That's what.
Yes.
They just like hooked it up.
They were open barrel and they just blew the mulch in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were
carried away.
They were landscaping, so, you know.
Yeah, and probably the landscaping company just accidentally got it in there, and they were like, it's fine.
Ergo, they didn't even Fry Brothers.
Natural. They used the colored mulch, too, hence the acidity.
By the way, Wine Spectator just reviewed the newest iteration of the Alexander Valley from Fry Brothers.
Iteration?
Yes, they gave it.
Is that like a dog race?
Yes. Well, yes, it's Fry Brothers. They gave it 91 of their points. So run out and buy your cases, folks. Fry Brothers got a 91.
We need to revisit them.
What?
It's been too long.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. I think we'll do fine. So
it's been a long time.
Folks, we're going to take a break because this sucks. And we're going to drink something presumably better, maybe out of a toilet.
Purge our stomachs.
I'm so disappointed, though, because I would love for a wine like this to be like a weekday night wine. It just is really.
It's just not. This one is not even palatable.
It might have been good or palatable in certain vintages, but this ain't that. This is a train wreck.
It's a bummer.
This does not make me want to buy more.
No.
Kirkland's. Cabs from.
No. Say if I had a whole case of Kirkland stuff that someone bought for me. I had a man buy it for me. I would really be apprehensive of drinking any of that. If I just somebody just bought a bunch for me, then I'd just look like a total tool bag, having all this stuff. Like, look at all my Kirkland wine. I don't know anybody like that. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
You're the tool bag.
And be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So now on to the Kendall Jackson Estate, Alexander Valley Cabernet. Not from Alex Valley Cabernet.
Alex Valley?
Did you look at that closely? Maybe they mispronounced. They misspelled Alexander Valley, maybe.
I have to say, I'm...
Maybe misspelled Valley.
I was rooting for the Kirkland. I was kind of hopeful. I wanted it to be...
Same.
At least okay.
Same. It's not.
I don't remember being
I think it's
disappointed
like extra
in this in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, it's just budget.
I feel the same.
It's Alexander Valley. We've had good success with Alexander Valley until now.
Here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is this wine not good, if this was your entrance into Alexander Valley, you would not want to drink anymore of it.
I hope you don't make your decisions on a Kirkland Alexander Valley.
You should.
No, I'm with you. You wouldn't. It'd make you look away.
Yeah. You saw it on like a restaurant menu, you'd be like, oh, I had an Alexander Valley cab. It was so bad. Don't get it.
You know, they're like, you know what, Trader Joe's, they make those shitty wines. Well, hold my fucking beer. I can beat that shit.
It is.
At least that stuff, that stuff is just Purple Death, but they don't actually add any wine. It's just Purple Death. Purple Death in it, man.
I was going to say.
Purple Death in it.
This is why winemakers use Purple
Death. Yes, this is why they do that. You have a uniform wine, not something that tastes like this. Yes, please, by God's sakes, put Purple Death in it. Not much, just some. Or stop making it altogether. Just stop trying to do it. And maybe, I don't know, is she a painter? Or is she, you know, auto mechanic?
She's my cherry pie. No, not so much.
You've tried to look up her nude pics, haven't you?
Who's?
Allison.
No.
You did. We're just singing cherry pie about her.
Reference.
A reference to, you know what that's a reference to, you dipshit?
A song.
Yes,
it's a reference about a song. What?
Do you need a paper towel?
I think he does.
I just wipe my nose and my hands. I do have a paper towel.
I think he's done. He's
I was heavily indulging in cocaine before I started
flying
the show.
Off his lips.
Yes. No. So next we move on to the Kendall Jackson, as I said. Now, this is a blend of 93% Cabernet, 4% Merlot, and 3% percent Petit Verdot. It got one review, and this is from the just wonderful Jeb Dunnick.
Oh, he's got wonderful hair.
He does have a good set of, where was I going with that?
Why did you choose these to review together?
Because they're both from Alexander Valley, allegedly. And I wanted
and their price points are similar or no?
Well, actually, if you consider the fact I had to buy the membership to Costco, this costs $69.99.
Okay.
So that's
and how much did the KJ cost?
24.
Oh. Robert,
what's the value?
Why, when you think of the room with the Vaseline lollipop, do you think of the man with the brilliant hair in Costco?
Do I have a buzzer?
Do we? I was just thinking, do we keep the game going until he gets it? Like multiple weeks?
Okay, go ahead. It's a good game. Anyway. So, the winemaker's notes. And Becky, do you want to read this? Or do you want me to read it? Either one. Oh, good.
It shows mountain intensity. And it's
intensity.
Rich blackberry, blackcurrant, and cassis flavors. It's bone dry with thick but refined long tannins and brightened by a fine burst of fruit and acidity. Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't it? Blended with a little Merlot and Petit Verdot for complexity. It drinks beautifully now and will age for a decade or longer.
Wait.
What's interesting is Jeb Dunnick says the same thing about how long it will age for.
Well, he talked to them before he did it.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to read his review?
Yes, please.
He said it's a beauty. It comes all from estate vineyards in Alexander Valley and spent a full 20 months in 47% new French oak. This medium to full-bodied, fresh, concentrated Cabernet offers classic Sonoma character as well as notes of creme de cassis. I've not heard that before. Yeah. Spice box, vanilla bean, and smoky oak. Elegant, nicely textured, and beautifully balanced, it's well worth seeking out and will keep for over a decade. Interesting.
47% French oak. Not 46.
What?
Not 48, 49, but 47%.
They actually did a mathematical computation. They rounded up. Mind you, it was 46.8%, but that's okay.
Well,
I don't know how they actually... Hey, let's just say, sure. Hey.
Well, when you see
hey,
things
Kirkland
like that,
says like, that that's wine, so that's rounding up.
It's definitely rounding up.
It has plums in it. No, it doesn't. That's rounding up. You're just rounding up. So, oh, you trace that again? Well, you want to feel something? Stick your finger in this electrical socket. It has about the same feel. I'm going to try it, too. I just want to feel something.
That's gross.
It's calmed down a little bit.
It still sucks.
It's just, but it's just, it's such a poor impression. Forget Alexander Valley, of just a Sonoma cab.
When I worked at the Andersons years ago in the wine department, we had this dude. We called him the Count. He was a salesperson. And he was like, he always sold like Transylvania shit. And so he came in one day and he had some samples for us. And he always was disheveled and looked like shit. And he's like, I got these sparklers. I dropped it in the parking lot. It's got a scuff on it. If some of it's spilled out, but I think we can try. I dropped it in the parking lot. It's like, what the fuck?
Trying to pop, act like he didn't pop the cork.
It had already been open. Like, falls open. And it was like this much in it. And so I was like, what the fuck?
Blown into the bottle.
Guy I worked with, he goes, let's just try to be nice and drink it. And it tasted like bad apple juice. Just, it had been in his car for like a week. It's like, we're going to pass on that. That's the Kirkland, though. So
you didn't enter the Count's half-open bottle of sparkler into the inventory?
Well, it wasn't a sparkler anymore. It was tainted. It was just taint.
Ew.
Well, you know, that's what it is. So in the glass, the KJ is far more proper. Far less, you know, ghastly to look at. It's denser. It's richer looking. The legs are gorgeous.
Kirkland in the glass was its highlight.
Oh, and Jeb gave it 92 of his points. I don't remember. Did you say that? 92 of his points. Very generous.
I feel like the numerical score is somewhat irrelevant with him.
How dare you?
With a lot of them. Not just him.
I don't think Parker.
Jeb's overly high.
Not really. I mean, maybe he smokes pot. He's from, didn't he live in Colorado? I think he does.
You're right.
Why do we know that?
Why do you know that?
Well, because I stalk him. But oh, no, what?
Robert, why do you know where this man lives?
Can't you press the buzzer again? I don't know why. Because you know why? Originally, Jeb Dunnick was reviewing stuff. And we said, who the fuck is Jeb Dunnick? So then we looked him up on an air, on a show.
Is he the guy that smokes cigars too?
No, or is that's that James Suckling.
Suckling. Yeah, yeah.
No, he was an engineer for NASA.
Yeah.
Which we thought was cool. And then he worked for Parker, which was cool, and then he moved out and did his own thing. So
Rob thought it was cool. You've been
he worked for NASA
enthralled by his photograph.
He's a handsome person. He's a handsome man.
Is he?
Rob has a man crush. It's no secret.
I mean, he's better looking than James Suckling.
Did we? I remember looking him up because I remember asking what is Jeb short for. And we think it's Jebediah, right?
Mm-hmm. He's not as good as Wilford Wong though. Wilford is very handsome. That's right. I'm a silver fox.
Okay.
I'm 235 years old.
On the nose.
What?
Rob, zip it. On the nose.
It's Wilford. Sorry.
Wilford, what do you think of this wine?
Yeah. On the nose. It smells like cassis. Ooh. A little backstrap of, well, with the cassis, but a little more pronounced, almost licorice, black licorice, almost.
And almost a little violet there. There's a little floral tone. In with that cassis and black licorice thing.
I'll give you.
Almost like violet. Yeah.
It's not too pronounced. It's just a little twinkle. It's in there with the vanilla.
Yeah.
It's a little more subdued nose, but I like the nose.
You really got to stick your schnoz all the way in there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's not that strong of a nose, I would say.
Yeah. If you just rim it. All you're going to get is vanilla. You really got to stick your nose in there.
This is a family show.
Well, it's not. But I mean, it's still.
Family hour win. Long time ago.
I've never made a rimming joke before. I don't have any of those jokes. I'll have to write some.
Oh, boy. Never.
This is off topic, Scott, but did Rob tell you that one of the guys helping out at Henry's baseball game today looked like you? He kind of looks like you, but it was more like his mannerisms were yours.
Oh, Lord.
He was kind of like the dugout manager. Uh-huh. Like, he was the one that was like, okay, let's get your catcher gear on, like that guy.
Who's that guy?
Really, really nice. And at the end, he shook Henry's hand and said he was glad to have met Henry.
That's very
and
nice.
He just, the way he shook Henry's hand was spot on your mannerisms.
Oh. He also drinks Mountain Dew exclusively, just like you do. Which is true. He does do that.
Yeah, I don't drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay.
Code Red or otherwise.
What did you say to the...
Well, I wanted a Diet Pepsi, and they look in the cooler, and they go, oh, we're out of Diet Pepsi, and the guys, he pops his head up and goes, oh, we got Diet Mountain Dew. I said, I'd rather drink gasoline.
Now that, on the other hand, was not very...
Well, nice. He smiles and he shakes and said, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want
to. I also feel like if you're going to drink Mountain Dew, you should just drink a Mountain Dew. Like, drink the sugar, drink it all.
Is it any worse than drinking Coke?
I don't think so.
It makes you look trashier.
I kind of love Mountain Dew. I told you.
Well, as a kid, I did.
I drink one like maybe every 5 years, but I'm always like, oh,
yeah, but you drink Ski.
Really good. But I grew up with that.
That tastes like butt.
No, it doesn't. That and Squirt are very delicious.
Squirt.
You don't know about Squirt?
I know what it is. I know. So
the original Mountain Dew is actually delicious. The one that's not as sugary.
I've had the sugar cane stuff.
It also wasn't jacked up with caffeine like today's Mountain Dew is.
But there's no such thing. There's no mountains associated with it. So.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had a Mountain Dew since I've had a kid, but I remember.
Yeah, causes birth defects.
I could live my whole life without a Mountain Dew again.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Wouldn't feel lost.
No.
I'm wondering now how a Mountain Dew would taste with our good ice.
It tastes better than the Kirkland.
Touche. Mm-hmm.
Let's do this thing.
That is a very pleasant, very tannic. A lot of dark fruit, a lot of black fruit. Cassis, plum, blackberry, tons of just gobs of blackberry. Lots of fruit. If you like fruit, black fruit, this is a good wine for that. It is dry.
In waves. It just kind of rolls. Yeah. You think it's dissipating, and then boom, that fruit comes back.
Yeah.
That's an unusual feature, the way that wave of fruit at the backside.
Mm-hmm.
We've had things before that, you know, are a little more subtle on the front palate, and then boom, you get a wall of fruit. This is huge fruit, and just when you think it's going away, it's about to finish, boom, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
With a huge tannic backbone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about 10 years, but I get what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, 5 years. Maybe 3 or 5 years, you know.
I think it's a good drink now, though, because the tannins are so good.
They're tasty the way they are. Yeah. If you like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of tannins like this.
It's a nice wine. I mean, there are many. Rodney Strong. They make a nice Alexander Valley. I think this is better than the Rodney Strong Alexander Valley. And that's high praise. Well, the current vintage. I mean, the one that we had that we put in the Hall of Fame. But, like, this is much, much better than that Catherine Goldschmidt. That was a little less expensive, but remember it? Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
A lot better than that.
One critique of this, the oaking, again, I don't love. Especially for it to be French oak. I don't love it.
Well, there's a bit of a light whiff of smoke. Light whiff. I don't think it's overpowering.
I don't either. I think this would, one thing about this oak, it would weather with age very well.
Probably a little bit. Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yeah.
I really do.
The edges would round off a little bit.
It really is the only thing that's out of place would be a little too critical, but it's just the little bit is not quite there yet.
Just a little bit too much rouge. Just a little bit. You're like, you got a little over the top. Just take it back a little bit. We don't want people to get the wrong idea.
And wear your glasses next time.
Well, lipstick on the teeth. This isn't lipstick on the teeth.
Oh, it's not lipstick on the teeth. It's just a little too much rouge.
See, I mean, Kirkland was a crying game, basically, but yeah, whatever.
Robert.
Not that in part. The rest of the movie was just fucking terrible. So that's what this is. It's just shitty.
No, the robbery part wasn't bad.
Nah, movie's stupid. What is like Color of Night? That's actually Color of Night. That's a better one. With Bruce Willis when he's naked the whole time. You've seen his ding dong.
Okay, let's go back to the wine.
Because that's what everybody wants to see, right?
Can we go back to the wine, please?
I was talking about Bruce Willis's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Who would we talk about that? Not much to talk about. Yes, the wine. Just saying. Okay. I don't know what it's for. So, I mean, you could do that all the time when I talk. What the heck?
We should do it.
I know,
all the
we
time.
Really
Oh,
should.
When Becky gets pissed at me. Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
That would, again, be too much.
Well, I know. We never get through the show. You just put it on a loop.
Your face is pink.
There might be some sulfites somewhere. Sulfites are in the air.
Have you already noticed this? This Sharpie is a Cincinnati Red Sharpie?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
By Cincinnati Reds.
Probably the Cincinnati Reds. Just appeared in your house.
I think it's old.
I think it was from my old office.
It is an extra strong smelling Sharpie, which also makes me think it's extra old.
Maybe it's better if you sniff that as opposed to... If you were doing inhalants, Kirkland wine, you could use that for that. You could huff it. I think so.
Okay.
When I huff, I only huff followed back by a shot of Kirkland wine.
Sometimes when I huff,
the Kirkland seems too nut.
No, the Kirkland is too rough. Oh,
Allison. Robert, when you touch.
Maybe buttercup Chardonnay or buttercream Chardonnay is better. We should get some buttercream Chardonnay.
I'd rather have buttercream Chardonnay than that. What was the other one? Not Avanti. Avani?
Verana.
Verana.
Of Sea Wave. Then she has been involved with Layer Cake, Cherry Pie, Garnet Vineyards, who says she's the head winemaker, although she says she's not.
Well, yeah.
Kind of. And then Picket Fence.
It's through a binding legal agreement.
It's like, hey, Garnet, she's not into you. Have you checked out her LinkedIn page? She's moved on to bigger and better things. Yeah.
She announced a breakup on her LinkedIn page.
She's like, that Baja seems like it can make some good wine. Let's try it. She's now going to revolutionize the Utah wine industry. Okay. How long did this make you? How long did you think this up, Scott?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. This might have been in the works for some time.
Great. That's great. So let's go around the room. Let's talk about what we taste.
Okay, tannin.
I didn't say I would start with you.
You look to me first.
What's because you're so lovely. Okay, Becky says tannin.
And I think that... Huge tannins.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Why don't you say something other than tannin?
No, I'm commending her that is the biggest component of the wine. And huge fruit that I'm going to pick out. I think on the front side, it has plum that shifts and transforms when you hit that second wall into prune. Because of the similarity of flavors. I'm taking two.
There's also mocha. Mocha always kind of flows with this dusty, strong tannin. But yeah, like a slight bit of mocha baker's chocolate. Like in the mid palate as the tannins kick in. It's more the visceral feel of that powder. But that's a lovely, lovely component. The tannins, though, are very prominent. I don't know, though. The overall wine, it seems like it's very... The wine, though, seems pretty sussed out. It just has very big tannins.
Sussed.
Yeah. And so I don't know, like, when we're talking like a long-term aging wine, how's the fruit actually going to...
So my next flavor on the finish, I think it's part of the oaking. It has a little bit of a hint of clove to it, and I'm a big fan.
I'm real similar. I'm right there with that, where it comes out of the mocha, almost like a smokiness thing, and I think that's real similar to your clove. It might be the same thing. We're just describing it different ways. Mm-hmm. But I had like a smokiness I was going to describe.
I like that.
Right at the beginning of the finish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go with smoky in my determination, but I think we're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
I like that very much. Mm-hmm. Very subtle,
mm-hmm.
but it's there.
The first time I tasted it, I was like, I need to take another sip to make sure that I actually tasted that.
Cool.
What?
I said cool.
Like Cool Ranch?
Cool Kids.
Ranch Doritos.
I just said cool.
Oh, I thought you meant that was a flavor you tasted.
Like peas?
No, I was just saying cool. Like cool.
All right. What else?
Well, that you aren't cool, but yeah.
Okay.
No, you're cool.
Regardless, we are going to take a break.
Regardless.
What? I thought we were still playing.
Oh.
I've got more fruit on the front.
You got more fruit on the front?
I got more fruit on the front.
No, I was just going to shut you down. You go on. You talk. You buzz me.
Robert, the buzzing will only occur when it's time for the buzzing. The game has strict rules, and we must follow them.
Okay.
With that plum on the front side, there's berry there.
Are you, like, really... I feel like you're off your game now.
What? No, I'm thinking. You mean blackberry. There's lots of blackberry.
And I think there's blackberry right with the plum, but I think there's a hint of blueberry before that. There's just that sweet blueberry right before that. Just a smidge. It's the first fruit that hits your palate. A touch of blueberry, then that boom, that plum and blackberry. I love the fruit on this wine. Even though it's the tannin that's a rock star.
For me, it's all black fruit. And the blue, I mean, I don't know. You throw that shit in there. I mean, you throw it in a blender. I guess you could pull out about anything, really, couldn't you? When you're talking about the depth of the black fruit, if you poke a little blueberry in there.
Yeah. And I think with a big... There's a lot of fruit to this wine being surpassed by the tannins. Normally, all you talk about is how fruity this wine is.
Okay.
What else do you have, sir?
I don't have anything. I don't want you to disrupt the show with your buzzer thing because nobody knows what that is. And it's,
I do.
Everybody knows what it is except you. Even the audience knows.
How would they know?
Because we've already told them.
I'm not going to put anything in the beginning. You're just going to look like a jackass that puts these stupid shit in there. And I'm going to cut it all out.
Maybe they can figure it out.
They can figure it out?
Maybe our audience isn't as...
Okay. What? Jesus Christ.
Whoa. He's sitting in the gray chair. He's so proud of himself.
Oh, he's never sat there before.
He doesn't really fit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't fit.
One of these wines just doesn't belong here.
No,
because Kirkland never had a chance against KJ's $45 wine.
Well, that's $70.
Oh.
You got to pay a membership to buy it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I want my
dumb, dumb and you didn't go on the Groupon, who's got regularly Costco for $30.
Well, it was in the app. How are you going to do that in the app?
What do you mean in the app?
I got my membership in the app.
Strength is not...
I'm not
using a phone.
I used my phone to get it.
I know you did.
Oh, please.
Go in with the membership and you show them the Groupon ad. You pay for it while you're there.
I didn't want to fill out shit. I had those three boys with me.
It's a app on your phone, the Groupon is.
Not those three boys. Your three boys. I had my three boys.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
So what made you want to join the Costco? Because of the high quality meats or to buy...
I wanted to, I don't know. I mean, we used to have one.
Oh.
And there's interesting things in there. There is. I mean, it's a pretty neat little place, and they do have good prices on stuff. I mean, you don't have to buy this shit. They have plenty of other stuff that is, you know, worth a ring. They have some cheaper French stuff that is always cheap, like, you know, like $9-$10. Okay. You can give a whirl on that stuff.
French cheese?
Bordeaux. French stuff? No.
Oh.
Yes. And then, you know, some things are cheaper in there. You know, the Renwood is, I'm assuming you want to buy Renwoods in, but $10.99 as opposed to $13.99.
But you bought other things besides wine.
Oh, yeah, food. Different things. Just random stuff. The thing about that place, I think, is that you have to be very careful because sometimes, oh, that looks like a value, but is it? It's not.
I remember our first trip ever. I mean, this was like 10 years ago. We bought like a huge multi-pack of Sam Adams beer and didn't.
Oh.
Drink any of it.
That was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the Sam Adams holiday pack.
You like the Fuzzy Winkle shit.
Oh, Fuzzy Winkle.
That's what we wouldn't drink. It was terrible.
And there was a chocolate one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
No, Old Fuzzy Winkle's great. What's wrong with you? How dare you?
It tastes like shit.
How dare you?
The chocolate bock tasted bad.
No, that chocolate bock, I love. That's the one. That's the chocolate. I love the chocolate bock.
Didn't we say you'd have to have some sort of something wrong with your brain to want to drink that shit?
That was 10 years ago. We don't remember.
Yeah. It probably tastes better than those bottles do now. You know, evaporated mostly, I would think. Mm. Yes. Nevertheless, this is a very good example of Alexander Valley. It's not, in my opinion, as refined as some are, but mm-hmm. it's good.
We've had some others that are a little on the burly side. I wouldn't quite call us burly or beastly, but it's not.
The one that was good was that the Clos de Bois that was like $17. That was good. Now, they don't make it anymore that I know of. I haven't seen it. And it probably costs more now, but that was good. And although I bash them, Coppola's director's cut Alexander Valley Cabernet is very tasty. Mm-hmm. So there are some good values, and it's about the same price as this. But you know, this is well done. But then again, they're Jackson Estates. That Pinot that we had from the Anderson Valley was just dynamite. So, yeah. Something to look for. You know, don't dismiss KJ at hand, because we haven't really had a bad. Well, the Sonoma Reserve, wasn't good. It was fine. It wasn't like Kirkland bad, but it was, you know, it was a cherry bomb, one dimensional. But
it wasn't as good as the Vintner's Reserve.
No, it was. I bought it at $20.99, I think. And that's about the same price as the Vintner's Reserve. But the Vintner's Reserve is just a scale back, a little more restrained fruit, and that was better. You know, the other thing, the cherry bomb, you don't want that. You want the restrained fruit, and that's what the Vintner's Reserve, at least the vintage is. Well, I've had it maybe three different times, and I've enjoyed it to a certain extent all three times.
Yeah, that estates just didn't have the tannins to go with it.
Not really. It
wasn't.
It was. Yeah, you had it one time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just not. It was for what they do, and it was kind of an inferior product.
A little bit. It was kind of a disappointment. I got 90s from Parker and whatnot. Yeah, wasn't a 90.
Got it wrong.
Yeah. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
That was a slip. Sorry.
We're going to take a break.
It was very inappropriate. I'm sorry to have thrown you off.
And be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the reviews, starting off with the Kirkland Signature Wine.
Off air, Rob was taking his life into his own hands because he wasn't certain which of the red wines in the decanters was the KJ and which was that poisonous thing.
I'm pretty sure I got it right. It looks Kirkland. Right. Yeah, that's right. So, we're going to go over the Triple B.
Okay.
Kirkland. I'm pretty sure I did not get the score of integrity. Yeah. I thought I went low. I did not.
Yeah, me either. My notes are what they are. Muted, not great. You wouldn't necessarily know it's a cab. It's a turnoff for Alexander Valley Cab also, which I think is honestly the biggest demerit, that it should be... Like, KJ makes you want to drink more Alexander Valley Cab, but this is opposite.
Mm.
I'm going to give it an 83.
Yeah, it just... Normally, when you get good stuff from Alexander Valley, and this is state, so it's not that you're buying somebody else's crap. they're growing their own crap. And it's just, there's a certain level of standard you expect from an AVA-specific Alexander Valley cab.
Right.
This does not meet that.
I don't think that they really cared.
It's just still so flat on the front. Does it quite rise to the level of being flabby, the front and mid palate of it? It's not quite there, but it's so off-putting. It's such a...
Off-putting is the term.
That's
a good way.
Mediocre fruit on the front palate, and that's the best part of the wine.
I don't think you should use the word fruit.
That's the best part of the wine, the mediocre fruit.
It doesn't have fruit.
Well, it doesn't have tannin. And it's got that acidic punch right before the bad oaking.
It tastes like Chilean wines used to taste like 20 years ago. Mm.
81 of my points.
Mm. Oh, all right.
We're all going to be so off on scores of integrity.
Lord.
And it's on to me now. Yeah, I don't think I liked it as much as you guys did.
Liked it as much.
Like is a relative term, you know.
Yeah, an 83 and an 81 are not.
I find it to be really flawed. It's not just, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. No, 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 it has flaws, and it's poorly made. Obviously, Allison, I think she likes to put things on her LinkedIn page, but she doesn't actually like to supervise shit, because that's crap. Now, obviously, there's always bad plots in the best places in the world. You could be, there's crappy Napa. There really is. We've drank it before. There's lousy Napa that's out there. There's obviously lousy Alexander Valley. You know, some guy that has a sheep herder that the sheep go through and take a shit everywhere. You could buy those grapes, if that's what she bought. Or they just bought them off the side of a road. They actually bought them in Alexander Valley. They just never verified they were from Alexander Valley, possibly. I don't know. Roadside stall? I don't know what it was.
Well, up a sheep's butt.
Up a sheep's butt.
Yeah.
That's
what this tastes of.
I mean, I don't know. I've never had anything to compare that to, but that's fine.
What?
I'm going to give it 79 of my points.
What?
It doesn't get an 80. No, this wine is bad enough. 79 is, I think, a very generous score. It doesn't taste like 19 Crimes. Bad, where it's you'd rather jump in a vat of acid, but it's that is a loud marker too. By the way,
I think it's a very old Sharpie. I'm like borderline high over here.
Well, you like to draw with it. I can see you've made a lot of art
because I'm borderline high.
Okay, we just put the cap back on. Quit sniffing it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter the way that it smells off the paper. I'm high.
Yet you keep using it
because I'm high.
You're a junkie.
She does like to doodle.
I do like to doodle.
Get you a pen, shit. Anyway, yeah, 79 of my points. It's just such a badly flawed wine that it just makes it borderline horrendous.
I was off by 8 points on you and 7 points on Scott.
You thought we would... Wow.
I was so hopeful.
I'm better than that.
And I know better than that on this show than to give my hopes up.
I'm not actually that too far off. Okay. Wow. Okay, so on to the KJ.
I liked this wine fine. I think the tannins are really the star of it. I don't know necessarily that I would rush out to buy another bottle of it, but it's fine. I think it doesn't turn you off from Alexander Valley. And I wonder, I was debating in my mind, like, if you hadn't had these together, if I would give this in the same score. I'm giving it an 86, though. I'm not as high on it as you all are, but okay. It's fine.
I'm just whistling. I just like to whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Scott.
Robert.
What?
How are you?
I'm getting worse and worse by the moment.
You were whistling that song again.
Are you getting worse and worse because of my Russian judging?
No, possibly because you keep using that marker, which I can hear and smell.
Are you high too?
No. But, you know. What?
I'm between an 87 and an 88. I'm going to talk out loud before I give my score.
You always
I
do that.
I do think that...
What?
The tannins on this are what gives this an 88. Slight ageability. I really like the fruit. And it's calmed down now. But how long did you decant this? An hour and a half. Yeah, so hour and a half. When we first hit this, that fruit was in waves. And then that second wave of the fruit kind of dissipated a little bit. But yeah. When you first, the first couple pulls on this, there's big fruit at the front. Then you get that mid palate of the cocoa and clove smoky thing.
Yeah.
But then there was a second wave of fruit. And that kind of subsided a bit as the wine stayed open. Had that been prevalent all the way through and hadn't dissipated off, there'd be a higher score for me. But
possibly,
I really like this. I just like the style of wine, where the tannins are the star, but yet there's enough fruit to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's a little thing there with the oak that Becky brought up, and that's another thing that's holding it back from me giving it more. I'm proud of 87 to 88, and I'll say 88.
Well, for me, it, I mean,
do you think that your, before you go, do you think that your score is skewed because you drank Kirkland right before?
That's an interesting thought.
But you have like a parasite issue, and that it's
no, just that it's so bad that makes this look good, I think, is what Rebecca's mm-hmm. getting at.
Yep.
I mean,
because I feel like you maybe bumped it to 88 because you knew how bad that one was.
Or that she actually had you on the score of integrity as an 87. Don't be fooled by that shit.
I did, actually. I did, actually.
Right. Nobody's going to play your game.
No, to I did, but I just... Fucking. That's a thought that I had that I was, like, debating in my mind. And I wondered if I was, like, unnecessarily harsh because I was trying to compensate for that.
Oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, give me my score.
Do you still steal your sister's marbles?
What?
Do you still take her marbles? Your competitive streak, it still wounds your sister.
It does.
Give her marbles back. It would be...
You're a crazy fucker, aren't you?
Your turn,
Robert. Cleansing exercise for you.
On to me. Jesus. The wine, overall, I think is well done. However... When I taste it, you think about it. It's the wow factor. You drink it the first time, you're like, wow, this is the best thing you ever had. Not exactly, but you have it third, fourth, fifth sip. It doesn't dissipate, but it reminds me of other wines that we've had a little bit. The Goldschmidt actually isn't all that different than this wine. This is more tannic a lot, but the flavor profile is not all that unusual.
There was an oddball thing about the oaking of the Goldschmidt.
The Goldschmidt, we had the fidelity. We just liked the fidelity better is what we did. And it was just more interesting.
Hmm.
At least that's the way I remember it. But the wine, I think Becky said it.
What?
Well, you said it. The oaking at the end just gives it a little bit, just pushes it off course, in my opinion, just a little bit. Hmm. A little too strong. If you dialed that... If you dial that, wow, Becky was right about something. Oh my God.
No, I'm just interested that you're giving me credit.
Actually, what she meant to say was.
That's what I was expecting.
Are you going to get your buzzer thing out? Come on, do it.
No.
Do it, dipshit. Come on, get to it.
It's not based on what off. You think it is.
Okay.
I think that we keep it going until he gets it.
There's nothing to get. Scott came up with it, so it's. It's no, based on a fucking whack
we
job's idea.
Keep ideas. It going.
Well, but then we don't get keep to give the what audience going. The lead in.
Get, yeah, it just seems. And I'm not going to put the lead in there. So
yes, you are. Don't
no,
be a baby.
I'm not. Actually, don't be a baby. No, baby, baby, about what? It's a dumbass game. It has no point.
You're just you don't upset even know what the game you're is. Not in the circle.
Oh wow,
it's a circle. You don't even know what the game is.
You understand a circle takes more than two people. That's
Bo's
just,
in
that's
it.
That's just a
Bo.
That's a triangle then.
All it takes is to draw a line. That's all it takes to make a circle.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
don't be so grumpy pants.
I'm providing this wine 88 of my points.
Whoa. I would have also buzzed you because that's the wrong score.
Because that's not what you thought I would give it. But
he still doesn't know what the buzzer's for.
I don't. I it's so obtuse. I honestly couldn't fucking care. I just wish you wouldn't do it.
He gets so grumpy.
Obtuse.
He gets so grumpy.
He's mad. We called it was going to be mad, when, didn't we?
He gets mad when he knows every that time I've got Rob says the word
"and."
There you go. Buzz. You got it.
It's probably that arbitrary. You come up with it. You wanted to discuss the game with me. How are you going to discuss the game with me if it was I was about the point of the game?
No, you misunderstood.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad I didn't go upstairs for that shit. Nevertheless, it's no higher than 88. 88, I think, is the top of the mark. I almost wrote 89. God knows why. But then I had a moment of clarity and realized, why?
I think it wasn't 89 till that second wave of fruit went away.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I do.
I mean, hey, though, in 5 years, it might be an 89. But I don't think I'm going to waste space on the shelf for 5 years. I like this wine an awful lot. However.
I'm so sad our listeners can't see your eye rolls because it's so funny when you get grumpy.
I don't think you. It's not an intelligent thing to do, but that's all right. Because you'll both be drinking fucking Akanga next time. So
he's so pissed off.
I know. Folks. So hold on. How far off were you all on your scores of integrity?
Yes. Yeah.
I was first time on Kirkland. I said 87 for Rob. He scored it a 79. Scott 88. He scored it at 81. So I was off 15.
Nice job.
Kendall Jackson, I was off 2-1. So I'm totally off by 18.
Wow. So on Kirkland for Rebecca, I was off 3. I had 86. You gave it an 83.
Uh-huh.
Robert gave it 79. I gave him, projected he would give an 85. So that's 9.
So good job. Nine
for, so for the KJ, 86 for Rebecca.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Bing, bing, bing. And 86 for Rob. So I was 2 off there for 11.
Well, for the Kirkland, I thought Becky would give it an 84. So I was only off 1 point for that. Mm. And I thought Scott would give it an 85. I was off 4 for that. So I'm off 5 right there.
Ooh.
So for the KJ, I thought Becky would give it an 88. I'm off 2.
That's 7.
And then Scott, I thought you'd give it an 89. That's 1. I won because I have integrity. You don't. I got 8 total.
What? That's your second time to win the game of integrity.
And fitting that you've acted like this and you lost.
So, acted like what?
A douche.
What am I being a douche about?
What aren't you being a douche about?
Robert.
Is that your... It is a Columbus Blue Jacket shirt. Why don't you wear that to the Ohio State game next time? That is that. That's the windbreaker you're going to wear to the Ohio State game.
No.
And you left it and your cousin struck and he wouldn't get it out
this
for you.
This is not a windbreaker. This is not the same thing.
It's not a windbreaker?
This is a practice jersey.
It's a practice jersey.
I only wear this every Sunday night.
Do you play for the Blue Jackets? I've never seen... Do you know how to skate?
No.
Okay,
I'm the worst skater ever.
I can scoot on some boots. That's about all I can do. So you know, but I don't have a hockey jersey. So for the Kirkland, we have not very good scores. 79, 81, and 83. Allison Crow, you're not in the Wall of Shame yet, but if we ever drink another one of your fucking wines again and it tastes like this, your ass goes in the Wall of Shame. And that also, well, you did do... You did do layer cake, cherry pie, and I don't know what Garnet Vineyards is. They seem to love you. So, I don't know. Is she Wall of Shame yet?
No.
Okay. She's not. But you're on the list. You're on the wait list for the Wall of Shame. And, you know, KJ. Very honest, solid job.
Yeah. For the price point, though, when you
what
think of it,
that's about what. But that's kind of like when you have a pretty good Alexander Valley Cabernet. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah,
it's just not great or excellent. It's pretty good.
I would like to see it would be in 2 or 3 years, but honestly,
I mean, okay,
maybe on the close-up.
Somebody else gonna have it. It was on close-up. That's why I bought it at 24. Yeah, it's like, oh, you have it.
So it was 24 and closeout.
Yeah, it was really 28, I think.
Wow.
It was never 45, I don't think.
It isn't.
I mean, Kendall, if you bought that at $45, you'd be very, very perturbed. You'd be grumpy.
Pants.
But then again, you're stupid because you bought KJ at 45, so fuck you.
KJ State.
Why not?
Well, because he's mad about the buzzer game.
That's true. So for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.